Dictation for Linda Lily, L-I-L-L-Y, September 11, 45, address as a letter, Dr. Alexander Power, P as in Paul, O-W-E-R, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Power, consultation for Linda Lily with abnormal kidney function over the last 3 years, fluctuating in the range of 1.4 to 1.6 for a GFR in the lower middle 30s. She is aware of she denies change on weight on appetite, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, some frequency but no infection, cloudiness of blood or gross incontinence. She's doing a low salt diet. She lives with the daughter who cooks low in salt. Minor edema, no claudication symptoms, discolor of the toes or ulcers. Recently recovering from left-sided shingles, was given Nurantin. Tolerating without sedative effects, watching for edema lower extremities. She doesn't drive anymore. She denies chest pain, palpitation, syncope, does have chronic dyspnea and feeling fatigued, tired most of the time. Denies cough, sputum production, purulent arterial hemoptysis, denies the use of oxygen inhalers, CPAP machine, northopnea, no PND, PND. Some diffuse body pain from arthritis, but denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents. Occasionally nose bleeding, no skin bruises, no fever headaches, no trauma. Next paragraph, her past medical history for diabetes, which has been in the recent past in the 400-500s. She has not seen an eye doctor in a number of years. She denies neuropathy or foot ulcers, has high blood pressure, does not check blood pressure at home, elevated cholesterol, chronic kidney disease, denies the event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS stroke, no coronary artery disease or heart abnormalities, denies liver disease or hepatitis, denies recurrent urinary tract infection, blood protein in the urine or kidney stones, prior pneumonia 5-6 years ago, was in the hospital, but no ventilatory system. Next paragraph, surgery, C-section, gallbladder, never had a colonoscopy. Next paragraph, medications include aspirin, vitamin D, glimepiride, thyroid replacement, lisinopril, HCTC, Actos, Pravacol, metformin, Pepcid, new medication, gabapentin, very rare, Aleve or aspirin. Next paragraph, no reported allergy. Next paragraph, smoked very briefly, few months as a teenager, occasionally alcohol. Next paragraph, father has kidney disease from diabetes. Next paragraph, on physical exam, 60 inches tall, weight 173, blood pressure by nurse was running high, I repeated, 192.76 right, 182.68 left. Alert, oriented sign 3, decreased hearing, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, eyelids, bilateral, lower area are everted, but I don't see any inflammatory changes of conjunctiva. Speech is normal without expressive aphasia dysarthria, no palpable neck masses, no palpable lymph nodes, carotid bruit, JVD, lungs cardiovascular within normal limits, no ascites, tenderness or masses, no liver spleen, good peripheral pulses, no gross edema, no gangrene, and no gross focal motor deficits. Next paragraph. The most recent chemistries are from January. TSH elevated, but 3T4 normal, A1C at 7.2. At that time, potassium minor increased at 5.1. Recently, albumin creatinine ratio less than 30 normal. I repeat chemistries. Presently, creatinine 1.5 for a GFR of 36, stage 3B, normal sodium potassium acidase. Normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, PTH, mild elevated at 77, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 10.5 with large red blood cells 100. Urine appears to be infected with bacteria, white blood cell, leukocyte positive, 2+ of blood, negative for protein. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3B, stable over the last few years, no progression, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. We will monitor that over time. Likely combination of diabetes, hypertension. There is, however, no gross proteinuria. The present abnormal urine analysis probably represents UTI. At the same time, she was not symptomatic. Might not require any treatment. She has anemia but has not required any EPO treatment. We do that for hemoglobin less than 10. She's not symptomatic and no evidence of external bleeding. There is minor secondary hyperparathyroidism that we will monitor. Does not require vitamin D125. Continue diabetes, blood pressure management, tolerating ACE inhibitors and diuretics. Lower extremity edema exacerbated probably by the actos. Continue salt fluid restriction. Careful the use of gabapentin. Monitor for CHF edema and mental status changes. She's going to call us blood pressure from home, as she was quite anxious here in the office before we adjust medications. Based on blood pressure, we will decide for a renal arterial Doppler, avoid anti-inflammatory agents, end of dictation.